Welcome to Got Invention Radio with your host, Brian Freed.
Welcome to Got Invention Radio. Like you said, I'm your host, Brian Freed, and we are going to go into a very demanding topic from the listeners. They've been waiting for this for a long time. We're going to talk about how to manufacture your product in China, and not just about how to manufacture it. We're going to go through the whole process, why you should manufacture in China, the advantages, disadvantages. We're going to talk about how to find a manufacturer, prototyping, tooling, as much as we can get in tonight. And we have Nick Cunningham from China to West on the line with us. You're with us, right, Nick?
I am, Brian. Hiya.
Welcome. You're in China right now, right?
I am in China, yeah.
I think you just hit the...
It's a fine sunny morning here in southern China.
What's that? 8 a.m.?
It's 8 a.m., yeah.
8 a.m., so we're about a 12... Well, we are a 12-hour difference. All right. So you have your hot cup of coffee there, and you're ready to roll?
Absolutely, yeah, Brian. I've got the coffee here. I'm ready to go.
Okay. If you don't mind, Nick, if you could take a moment and just give the listeners an idea of who you are and what you're about and what your company is about.
Sure. Well, my background actually is military. I was a Royal Marines Commando for 9 years, so I think that prepared me quite well for the Wild West lifestyle I've enjoyed in China for the last 6 years. But I came here in 2004 to have a look around just after I left the military, because obviously I knew that this area in the world was such a growth market, potential for, you know, investment of my time. And then I decided to come back permanently at the beginning of 2005, and China to West was born a few months later after deciding what I was going to do hopefully for the rest of my life.
Okay.
So here we are 6 years later.
Great. So what is China to West? What is the company about? What do you do?
Right. Well, China to West, it started as a basic sourcing company because, of course, when I started, I didn't know a great deal about – I didn't know a great deal about China. I didn't know a great deal about manufacturing. But I started the company as a sourcing company, and from there the complexity developed, and I began to realize that it would be advantageous for me to, you know, offer further services to our customers, including, you know, engineering consultancy and industrial design. So and then, of course, down the other side, once the product's finished, we're talking about quality control. We're talking about, you know, lab testing, material testing, certification, and finally shipping. So really, China to West has become, over the 6 years, a one-stop shop, is what I like to think of it. You have an idea, you can come to us, and from the beginning of that, from the concept of that idea right to a packaged product with whatever certification you require on it, at the quality you require on it, to be delivered to the place you need it delivered to.
Okay.
So it's an all-encompassing service.
Okay. And since this is an online radio show, our listeners can actually go to your website and take a look as the show is on. It's chinatowest.com. Is that right? And it's the number
That's
two
right.
in the middle.
Number two, yeah. China, number two, west.com, all one word.
Okay. And for somebody to, let's say, get in touch with somebody like you, they go on this website. You have U.S. numbers. You're in China now, so you have people. You have offices in the U.S. as well.
We do. We have an office on the in San Francisco, run by a guy called Eric Bolden, who's been in the product development business for many years. I'm going to get this wrong, but something like 30 years. So, Eric, I'm sorry. I'm sure you're listening. But give Eric a call. He will. He'll be more than helpful to any of the any people that are interested in doing some business with us or putting an inquiry through.
Okay, super. All right, so that's chinatowest.com. Nick, so I'm going to open up the phone lines throughout the show, starting now, if that's okay with you.
Sure.
Okay, the number to call in, it's a little different than what we usually have been giving out. So it's 888-327-0061. Or you can email me your questions, brian@gotinvention.com. Okay, so let's start off by kind of getting an idea about what China is all about, and maybe you can help us out with why should an inventor go to China, and not necessarily go there, but why should we consider going to China to manufacture our product?
Right, it's a good question. Let me start by saying that there'll be people saying everything should be made in the US and for me made in the UK. Not that there's many factories left in the UK. So let me just say that I am a loyal patriot, but if you can't beat them, you have to join them, and that's where we're at, I'm afraid, in today's world. And the fact is that China in particular is offering a very high quality for a very low price. And the reason they're able to do that is because of it's quite clearly the labor rates. The average rate has gone up recently. We'll talk about that later. But the average wage for a worker in a factory in China, in southern China, is now around about $150 per month. There are some extras onto that. They'll get their accommodation paid for, and the actual cost of the manufacturer is a fair bit more than that. But that's where the advantage comes in. Is simply as soon as hands are going onto a product in the process of manufacturing it, you just can't compete with a country that is able to offer workers at $150 a month.
Right. So what type of products do I actually go to China for?
Well, this is a good question, because a lot of people think it is you go to China with anything. And that's not strictly true, because you have to think about where the advantage is. And the advantage comes from the labor. So it is those products that are very labor intensive. The more a worker is touching the product, and you can imagine it's pretty common sense to think what product requires work by a laborer and what product requires a machine to make it.
Right.
And the more that a product requires someone touching it, the more advantage you'll gain from China. And the other thing to throw in there is the value compared to the size of the product. And that has the cost of the freight to get that from China back to the U.S. Will have a serious impact on those items that are cheaper and larger. If I could, for example, if we were to send a container of soccer balls, those items are cheap, a few dollars each for a soccer ball, but you're basically shipping a lot of air, and you won't get that many in a container.
Right.
So when you worked it out, you'd probably be paying, maybe a $2 for the soccer ball, and then another $2 to ship it. So you're actually doubling your price. And a lot of people don't think about that when they think about the type of product that they want to make in China. But it's very important that you get as much value stuffed into that container. You think about a container, maybe $5,000, to ship that from China to US roughly. You've got to try and stuff as much value into that container as possible to even out that $5,000.
Okay,
I think I'm getting ahead of myself. Brian.
Yeah, that's okay. It's good. It's great information. You know what? There's a lot of people that always ask about patents and protecting your idea and all that. There's so many people that are debating whether to manufacture their idea or to license their idea. And a lot of people do go to the manufacturing side, and they're not familiar with what to do besides going to the local factories here. And everybody's saying that basically there's a lot of products that unfortunately you can't make here just because the price would end up being too high, and you're not going to have any opportunity in the market. So China gives that opportunity. At the end of the day, all the production that's in China, it comes to here. It's handled by U.S. people, the distribution, the shipping, right? It's sold here. There's a lot of activity on top of the product here in the U.S. as well. But in order to actually make it, it seems like there's a big advantage to in pricing with China. But there's nothing wrong with comparing and getting prices here in the U.S. and China.
No, absolutely not. Brian, I would certainly recommend to that people do price check, with as many different places as they can. There's nothing wrong with that. It's a free world, a free competitive market, and that's good for all of us.
Yep.
So
you know
welcome competition.
Yeah. You know what's interesting? I was actually speaking to I have a factory in China, and I didn't even know this, but they're making a plastic product for me. And, well, we were getting pricing on it, actually, and they were saying that they actually get the plastics from the U.S., and then they ship it back to them. I didn't know that. It's very interesting. I mean, it's the material cost as well.
Well, this comes to another point. There's a couple of other areas in which China can be competitive on price comparatively. One is that the materials that they make in China, those are typically the very basic and lower end of the spectrum, but they are cheaper. But you also have to know exactly what they are, because they may well not be suitable for your market in terms of certification or in terms of performance, the material performance. But I'll give you an example. The Chinese have something called 201 stainless steel. That's what they call it. They call it 201, but it is not the same 201 that is specified in the U.S. or in Europe with the amount of chromium and nickel content. It's much, much lower. It is still stainless steel, but it's not a 201 stainless steel as we know it.
Okay.
Now, that might be okay for some people. It's actually made in China.
We're going to get back to that. We're going to continue on comparing. We have Nick Cunningham from China to West on Got Invention Radio. We'll be back with segment two in a moment.
Save your cash while increasing your sales. Every business knows cash is king. Quit paying out your cash while maintaining all the services you need. At the same time, increase sales with new customers. Sound too good to be true? It's not. WS Radio has done it using traditional business practices. We will even give you $250 in services just to give it a try. Log on to wsradio.com/barter. That's wsradio.com/barter.
Love to read but just don't have the time? With audible.com, you can catch up on reading simply by listening. Audible has the largest collection of digital audiobooks, over 85,000 titles in every genre. Listen to a bestseller on your iPhone, BlackBerry, Android smartphone, or one of 500 other compatible devices. Visit audible.com/WSRadio today and get a free audiobook when you try Audible free for 14 days. That's audible.com/WSRadio.
Do you have an idea or an invention and not sure what to do next? Take the first step and get your copy of the book, You and Your Big Ideas by Brian Fried. From protecting your idea to developing it and bringing your product to market, this handy resource guide is a must-have for every inventor, innovator, and entrepreneur. This book is all about you and your big ideas and bringing them to life. Only $10.95. Order now and also receive your free product evaluation kit with the book. Call now.
Do you have an invention you would like to display at INPEX, America's largest invention trade show? Meet inventors just like you at the Monroeville Convention Center June 14th through the 17th in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Display your patented invention, meet potential manufacturers, marketers, catalog companies, and as seen on TV type folks, and have a chance to win medals, trophies, and cash prizes. INPEX, June 14th through the 17th. Call 1-888-54-INPEX. That's 1-888-54-INPEX, or visit www.inpex.com.
Could your business use $10,000 to $500,000 in cash flow to grow faster? Do you need money for things like purchasing inventory or advertising your business? If you do, call AmeriMerchant. AmeriMerchant offers a variety of working capital programs for your business. While banks have tightened up their criteria to give money to small businesses, AmeriMerchant is providing working capital to all types of businesses every day. They even have special programs that allow your business to purchase inventory or advertise with no money up front. Grow your business today with up to $500,000 in new cash flow in as little as 7 days only from AmeriMerchant. Call us right now for a free quote. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. Call us 24 hours a day for a free quote. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570.